Autumn is the time that most gardeners start to wind down for the season. They put their gardens to bed and maybe harvest the last of the tomatoes or the peppers still hanging on, and curl up inside with hot chocolate or coffee and look at seed catalogs and dream about the next growing season. But really, though, there are quite a few crops that do quite well when planted right now. And I recently went to the Carbondale Westside Farmers Market and met up with Jerry Kinzer and Kathy Ward. They're with La Colina Linda Farm in Cobden. And they stress that right now is the best time to plant another fall crop, garlic. Here's Kathy Ward.
And I'm now a vegan chef and organic farmer, certified organic farmer. And for La Colina Linda Farm.
In Cobden?
Yeah, it's on the west side of Cobden, over by Owl Creek Vineyard. We have been farming there and since 2012, and we've been certified since last year. And garlic is an allium, and it needs to have a cold period to grow. So we have to put our garlic cloves in the ground before the ground freezes.
And it needs quite a long growing season. I like to think it's kind of the opposite of your standard tomatoes and peppers. Most people garden, they plant in the spring and they harvest August, September. But garlic, what's the cycle for that?
Well, you need to get it in the ground by November, and you also need to protect it with straw from heaving and thawing. And garlic can take a couple deep freezes, but more than that is a problem. It also doesn't like wet feet, and we grow in raised beds, so those drain quite well. We plant it in November, and we harvest it maybe in June. And we plant two types of garlic. We plant hardneck, which puts up a garlic scape, which is like the flower, and we sell garlic scapes. Those are like the equivalent. One garlic scape is the equivalent chopped of one garlic clove. They can be grilled. And then our softneck garlic stems can be braided. So generally we are selling garlic braids with softneck garlic. And the hardneck we just sell like you're seeing here with the stalks taken off.
Okay.
And then the other thing is once it's pulled, you have to cure it. And so it's been in a garage for at least 2 weeks. And so things dry up a little bit. When you first pull it, it's called green garlic. And you can actually eat the skins.
Her co-farmer, Jerry Kinzer, says there are many varieties of the tasty bulbs.
Tell us a little bit about, first of all, the garlic that you grow and sell at La Colina Linda Farms. Did I pronounce it right?
You did, La Colina Linda. Yeah, okay. The pretty hill. We like to grow garlic. We try to pick out the kinds that grow the best. Over time, we've probably grown about 15 different types of garlic. But this year we have the Armenian and the Chesnick as a hardneck. Then as a softneck, we grow the Enchilium and the Italian because we like to braid the garlic. So we sell garlic braids, although I don't have one with me today to talk about. But that's one of our specialties.
Gotcha. We say the different kinds. I assume the different varieties of garlic, the difference is in taste. I assume you can have anywhere from kind of mild, bland to burn your tongue hot garlic?
Oh, absolutely, because there are people that like to eat it raw.
So I'm one of them.
So people like that spicy. So we have grown a strain called Music, which is very spicy when you eat it raw, but then mellows out to a nice creamy taste when it's cooked. So we have our Chesnick is easy to peel, nice to roast. So that's one of the characteristics of that. But yes, you're right, they have different tastes.
Right. And one more thing about garlic I've noticed, I've grown it a few times. Not too many pests bother the garlic. The shoots, the green that goes up, it's really, nothing bothers it. I've never had deer get it.
No, you're absolutely right. The only thing we've had is if maybe it's in the ground too long and it gets soft at the bottom of the stem. But I think you're right. With the hardneck, you get to harvest the garlic scapes. If you've ever seen those, they curl around, and it's an herb, and that's our first garlic sale, and it's a lot of fun because, again, you can saute or eat that raw, make pesto.
One more observation thing I love about garlic: in the dead of winter when the trees are bare, a lot of times you go out, even in 30 degrees, you'll see green in your garden.
Absolutely, because we plant it in November before the hard frost hits, but you want to have a couple of cold days, cold nights. And then, when you see it come out of the ground, we cover it with straw for the winter. So, at any time, you could really pull that straw back and find the green.
And of course, anybody that's done some research on the internet, there are so many health benefits of eating raw garlic. Is that pretty much true?
That is true. We do have customers that eat it for the health benefits as a medicinal rather than the culinary aspect of it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for visiting and telling us about this wonderful allium.
Thank you, Kevin.
That was Jerry Kinzer. And before that, we heard from Kathy Ward, who are both with La Colina Linda Farms in Cobden, talking about growing garlic. Their interview was recorded just a few weeks ago at the Carbondale Westside Farmers Market. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.